This is Jake, and I'm live from the war.
Oh my God. This is my fault. This is my fault. I brought violence into this house. I'm the worst mother in the world.
I got it all on tape.
Okay, this is me interviewing Ed Sullivan. What's new, Ed?
Well, Stewie, tonight we have a really big show.
Okay, and now a word from our sponsors. It takes a very steady hand. Don't touch the sides. Butterfingers.
I was making radio shows for fun. If everybody does it. Everybody I know does. Shut up!
Hi, and welcome to Under Fire Radio, episode...
Seven.
Seven. It's been a long week or two.
Sorry for that.
I'm Berserk and stuff.
And I'm Shada. And stuff.
And stuff. Some good stuff.
Yes, yes.
So first off, we skipped last week, because we're way too busy.
Yeah.
We have conflicting work schedules and whatnot, and, real life takes over sometimes.
And it sucks.
And, right now real life's paying me a hefty amount, so... I'm going to get with it, But something to bring it back for that ass. We may have skipped a week, but we bought underfireradio.com.
Woohoo!
That's right. Underfireradio.com.
What was that, for a third time?
I think it was, hold on, underfireradio.com.
That's amazing. So do you know what that means? Our emails change, so that makes it to, Shada at underfireradio.com.
At underfireradio.com. And check this one out. You got it?
I got it.
All right, what is it?
Underfireradio at underfireradio.com. Oh.
Email, you dipshit.
Oh.
Email at underfireradio.com. Now I'm going to have to make a forward out of underfire at underfireradio. Just cause. Oh wow, it's Snowfort. Well, by the way, I'm walking down the street.
Which,
the person who loves copper, is unable to use his copper line today because of other things. So, the only phone reception I have is in the middle of my street. So
I'm
walking down the street right now.
How utterly fun.
Yeah, but, underfireradio.com. The image contest, I've got about four, I think, maybe five entries.
I've only seen three so far, so.
Some are good. Not going to name names. One sucks. Actually, not going to name names because I don't know the name.
Is it in the email?
I don't know. It's in mine.
Oh, okay.
But you got till Friday to get your images in, and you get cool shit, like a hoodie, or like up to $28 worth of shit, which on the site we're using, it's just Cafe Press. Could be like a shirt, a coffee mug, or something like that, or a elite fucking trucker hat, and a coffee cup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we might send some pennies along, if we can.
Yeah. I might send you a framed picture of Droops.
You can use it as a keychain, I hear.
Supposedly. I decided I was going to look through it, and, it was all taped up on the back to keep it from falling apart. I'm like, maybe there's something hidden behind the picture, so I took it apart, took the tape off, and now, the metal for the frame, the glass, keeps sliding out, and I'm afraid I'm going to cut myself on it, because it's really fucking sharp on the edges. I hope you cut yourself making that, Droops.
At least we don't have hate for him, then.
Yeah, he doesn't listen to the show anyway.
This is true.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, it's cold.
But he emailed us one time.
Yeah, he did. Go, Droops.
Yes.
Okay, so you got the email since I'm, way far away from the computer?
I do have emails. And I chose to read three of them.
How many did we get?
What?
When did we get?
We got a bunch of them. We got some stuff from Cafe Press. We've got a couple more about people complaining about our podcast mistake. Stop emailing us about that. Jeez.
Yeah, we know we fucked up. I tell you what, if you want to email me, if you want to email us about it and tell us that it's wrong, email us, like, go look through the XML we got now. There's an error on there. I don't think it's an error. I think it's the debugger on the host we use smoking crack. But if you can fix it, then send it to me.
That would work. But yeah, so I'm going to read one from a input name. He says, I just want to start off with, I love the show, the UEing stuff, and some of the SEing stuff, and the
whole
show.
You know, we're surrounded by police.
Huh?
There's like police everywhere I'm looking. Sorry.
Tell them I say hi. Anyway, but I really want, or, but what I really want Gmail, or, wait, hold on. But one I really Gmailed for, I love the grammar here, for is when does the show come out? Because I think it, because I used to think that it came out on Wednesday, misspelled. Then this week, I don't think it was out on Wednesday. There's a D in Wednesday, just so you know. W-E-N-D-S-D-A-Y, I believe. And I forgot to see what day it came out. So does it actually come out on a specific day? All right, first of all, I'm going to direct you to dictionary.com for spelling and punctuation. Second of all, we shoot for Mondays, but, you know, we kind of screwed that one over last week.
You might not believe it, but we do have lives outside of the radio show now.
Yes.
No, when we started the radio show, we didn't have no. That's why we started it. It's like, dude, this gives us something to do for like an hour every week.
I know, and that hour was awesome. And now we have everything to do, and we have to make time for the show, which we will continue to do because, you know, the show is good, I think.
That's what the people are telling us, but I don't know.
Well, we do say stupid things like podcasting.
You know,
stuff.
We did get over 100 downloads in the last episode.
Yes, we did. I liked it a lot.
I'm way surprised. I thought we had like 20 people a week max.
Yeah, I know. I figured about 7, to be honest. And yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to go to the next email from Space Out. Dude, you have your real name on here, just so you know. You might want to change that in your Gmail. Anyway, so he says, first of all, I would like to say that I love your show. Keep up the good work. I found a link that may help Shada with his asterisk problems. It's a live CD like Nopix that has asterisk on it, and it's only about 34 megs. I haven't gotten a chance to play around with it, but you might want to give it a try. Space Out, I have tried it a little bit. I am actually currently playing around with the tarball in there. It has, like, the extensions.conf and iax.conf. I can extract it, but I just need to find a program that will, you know, let me make or redo the tarball, it, like, put files into it, so I can replace the extensions and iax.conf. I haven't really looked into that much yet, though, but,
What it really boils down to is you need the time and effort.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I'm hoping after I do a little bit of configuration on it, it will stop pausing on me after the boot screen. Because, like, with about half of the distros out there with anything, I'll put it in, I'll go to the boot screen, you know, I'll hit enter or whatever, and then it pauses, which is really starting to piss me off.
By the way, we are now accepting donations for a computer, P2400 or above.
Yes, yes, yes.
This will be for the asterisk box.
Yes. So you all have an 800 number.
Laptop doesn't seem right.
Yes. That way you can have an 800 number to call us. I already have. I have two 800 numbers right now for the asterisk, but I can't get the asterisk to work. So
I found a vanity 800 number for us. Actually, it's an 888 number, but I found a vanity one that I might buy. It'd be 888 US Radio.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. 888 desserts available too. I'm pretty happy about that. I have no idea what I'd use it for. I'd probably just forward it to my phone. I'm going to get like an assload of phone calls. Be paying
awesome.
Minutes on them plus minutes for the toll free.
Alright, and then this last one is another fan mail kind of thing. but it's about the new .com we have. Heck yeah. Says the new website.
How did we get email about that already?
What was that?
How did we get email about that already?
I don't know.
It's just going up at like 2 a.m.
Yeah, well, we have an email about it. From
okay.
From 2:49 a.m., actually.
Alright.
So anyway, it's from Shoggoth, who's fairly new in the scene, it seems. He's been poking around my website some. I sent him to read a few books, and he's been on BinRev a couple times. He says, the new website is great, much better than the old .tk. Keep the good shows coming. You misspelled coming. It's C-O-M-I-N-G, not two M's. But I'm not going to be strong. What?
I thought you were saying he used a U. That's how you can tell when people read lots of porn. Read porn. Not that I would know that.
Because Berserk never misspelled anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I misspell a lot.
Yeah, I always found
my
that
biggest
funny
weakness,
when people did that.
My biggest weakness is the word tomorrow. I misspell it like three ways, and I've never been able to spell it since I was like in fourth grade.
Yeah, I have a friend who's got problems with that word.
I also realized that my old phone, like the T9 predictive text,
uh-huh,
had like my form of spelling tomorrow the wrong way. I spelled it wrong so many times it became right to it.
Gotta love when that happens.
Speaking of school, I'm standing in my old high school's parking lot now.
Heck yeah.
I think I'm banned from this place.
That would be awesome. Not really. But anyway, so I think I'm going to discuss a few little news things. Not really news, per se, is like what's going on in the world, but more like what's going on with me and little projects I have going on, and then we can discuss whatever else after that. By the way, we are just winging this entire episode. We have no notes.
Yeah, this is like, yeah. Like, I would have show notes, but I would have had to write them on my hand or something.
Yeah.
I'm too poor for a printer.
Yeah, I have one in my trunk. It doesn't work, though.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, I'm pretty sure I've mentioned the fact that me and my friend Pope Bob were starting an internet TV sketch comedy show. So if you haven't seen it, we do have a clip out, a little teaser thing of a music video we made. It's of the song eBay by Weird Al, which we stole from him legally, of course, I'm sure. But anyway, so, yeah, go to showseries.com, showseries.com, and I've got a little blog thing set up there for that. Yeah, so if you know anything about the CMS Serendipity, email me about it, because I'm currently trying to put an image at the top of the screen, but I've had no luck thus far looking through code. Probably because I don't know PHP. So,
oh.
Yeah.
Is there an image up there already?
No, it's just the text. It says the show, the series. By the way, it is called the show.
Well,
the series.
I know that, but you said something about the CMS.
Yeah.
The CMS you're trying to use, does it have an image already at the top?
Well, this is just like a blog CMS.
Okay. Does it have an image at the top?
No, it does not. None of them do.
Okay. All right. That's all my questions.
Yes. I already looked into that. I looked into the templates folder and everything, and I checked out all the images that they had for that one template, and all it was little tiny little pieces of shadow to put on the edges of stuff.
That's weird.
Yeah. But yeah, so other than that, so what else do I have going on? We filmed some stuff for it, so that's cool. If you have questions about that, you can email me for, at the Underfire email, or Shada at showseries.com, which is another email I have.
I'm betting they all end up in the same place.
Nope. I have an account, actually, on that for the show series one.
I was trying to decide whether to have accounts or just forwards, and I was like, man, you're only checking up email addresses today, or
yeah,
account today.
Yeah.
So I just went for the forward.
Yeah, I just hate looking at my Gmail, and, you know, it's packed with emails. I hate that. So,
yeah.
I chose to have a new account.
Makes me feel internet popular. Internet, the more internet popular you are, Yeah, the more internet popular you are, the less real popular you are.
Sad, isn't it?
It's the God's honest truth, though.
Yes, it is.
All right, so with our lack of notes, did you have something else to say?
I had something else to say, but I don't remember what it was.
All right. It's time for At the Movies with Berserk.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. I went to the movies last night.
Dun, dun,
first
dun.
First off, I'm waiting in line, right?
Dun, dun, dun.
I get this phone call, and it's all like, hey, I'm doing cop push-ups or something like that. Turns out to be some douchebag with a soundboard who calls over and over and over again.
It's Jack Black, by the way.
What?
I said that was Jack Black, by the way.
Was it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was waiting in line. I was in a big-ass line. I was like, what the fuck? But, so I kept getting prank phone calls thanks to a buddy at another radio show.
I don't know which one.
Yeah. It's one of those ones that we never talk about.
Never.
Yeah, but once I decided to turn my phone off after about the sixth phone call while waiting for my $6 fucking pop. $6 for a pop.
That's crazy.
It wasn't even that good. I figured there'd be some drugs in it or something.
They always lower them down quite a bit.
Well, first I decided I was going to go. I saw a pop machine down by where the actual theater entrances are. And I'm like, score, I'm going to hit the pop machine. Fuck, paying this price. Go over there. 20-ounce Pepsi 350.
Wow.
I'm just like, what? So I head over to get my $6 pop. Get my $6 pop after a long wait. Go in to see the movie. I was excited to see White Noise. Wasn't a bad flick. This is mainly not a review of the movie. It's more of the movies.
Happening.
All right. So I got teenage boy and teenage girl. Actually, I think they're in their 20s, but they might as well have been teenagers. Wouldn't quit talking, you know. No, they weren't talking loud enough that I knew what they were saying. It was loud enough for me to wonder what they were saying. And they didn't stop the whole episode. That, and they kept banging their feet around, putting it up on something, knocking something over. This dude must have spilled his popcorn 9 times. Dropped his cell phone a couple times. I think he dropped a video camera, too. But I'm not sure. It was either a video camera or like one of them really, really old fucking Zach Morris fucking cell phones. Because it was like, clonk, real fucking loud. It wasn't no modern cell phone. So, yeah, I think he was talking and bootlegging at the same time. So, like, shame on him.
That's two rules right there.
Yeah. I don't care if you bootleg it. Bootleg quietly. You know? What happened when you go to the movies and people were quiet?
That was years ago. Now you see cell phones reign. Hey, I'm just supposed to...
You know, there wasn't any cell phone thing in except for mine, which I eventually turned off. It was on silent anyway. But, I mean, come on. People can... If we go to the movies, I assume you don't go there to talk. Why? I mean, if you want to talk, sit in a fucking car outside the movies. You know, that douchebag probably has a fucking DVD player in his car anyway. Which brings up another point. Remember when we were kids? We fought over the front seat?
Oh, yeah.
I want the front seat. Think about it now, man. They got DVD players in the back of all these vehicles. I think kids fight over the back seat now.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, come on. Like, do you want to sit in front and like look at the scenery, or do you want to sit in back and watch Shrek 2? Come on. We've all been in traffic and been watching Shrek, you know? Like, the first time, a couple times I saw Shrek was in a traffic jam.
Seriously?
Yeah, just sitting there in the van in front of me watching Shrek.
Oh.
It's like, man, you know, after a while I was finally like, man, I gotta rent this and see what it's about, because I've seen like half the movie already. Because I guess one of them car companies was giving out the DVD when you bought the vehicle. Yeah. All right, so that totally moved on. But yeah, White Noise was an alright movie. Yeah, it was supposed to be kind of like a horror movie, but it's only PG-13, which I try not to go to any movies less than rated R, usually. But I decided to go for it, and at first I thought they were going to they were making me think it wasn't a horror movie. Like, it wasn't supposed to be scary. Not really a horror movie, just a scarier, thriller type of deal. And they did a good job at that, because I was like, man, this is just going to be some sappy crap about some dude's wife and how he loves her. And then it started getting a little scary. So that was good. I would suggest watching it. Maybe rent it.
After it comes out, of course.
I don't know if I'll pay $8 to go see it. Yeah, that's another thing. I ain't been to the movies in like a year. And I used to work at the movies, so it was free. So I haven't paid for a movie in years, right? I go up, I'm just like, they drop like $6. They're like, that'll be $8. They want $6 for a pop.
That's like $14, dude, for a movie.
Yeah, you could take the girl out for a nice dinner instead of taking her to the movies. Now, it used to be like, man, get $2 a pop and head over to the movies and, you know, have a bitch bring in some, like, pop and some popcorn or whatever. I don't eat popcorn, but, like, some Milk Duds in her purse. And you're set. You got a $4 night, and you're going to get some nookie. Now it's, like, fucking $2,000 later, a fucking $20 Coke, you might get some.
And that's pushing it.
Yeah. I'm not very happy with America right now.
No. Not with the way the movies are. But yeah, Minion is asking me to tell a little story for him real quick. Apparently he was out UE-ing, he found it, I'm sorry, at a student union building.
That's the only place he ever goes.
I don't know about it, so. Anyway, but he just sent me a picture. He found a big, shiny sword. So he showed me the picture, which was pretty cool. He says, but when we ventured from the mechanical room to the second floor, when the whole building was closed, we got caught. So my sword is still hiding in the mechanical room. So.
I think that's the same one where he was talking about how he had to jump off the roof, running away from the security guard.
I don't know
if he saw. Yeah, they were talking about free walking somewhere. He's like, yeah, I was running from the security guard at the student union, because I think that's the only place he ever goes during the day or anything.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I guess he, like, climbed up a ladder under the roof, and the security guard's like, oh, I got him caught, and called on the radio, and then he went and jumped off the roof and, like, landed on, like, he was on, like, the third story, landed, like, on the second story roof and, like, went in a window and just, like, changed his, like, shirt or something and went downstairs and played pool.
Very cool.
There must be a big student union, because I grew up next to a university, like, pretty much on campus. And I used to go down to the union all the time. But that fucker was like, I mean, it was like a small arcade. It was like a little room. It had a little arcade and stuff and some pool tables. And then, like, a reading room and, like, a place to listen to music. And there wasn't much UE in to do there. Like, oh, that's not a pepperoni slice. Yeah, there was pizza there, too. My dad worked there. It was pretty cool.
Pizza.
You know.
What was I about to say? Curses. I hate when I do that.
Alright, we can't remember?
No.
Okay, we're ready for rant number 2.
Well, hold on. I had something else I wanted to say, too, but you fools made me forget it. I hate you all. Curses. Okay, wait, okay. We were talking about free walking and such, and... Oh, yeah, I remember what it was. Getting caught. Oh, yes. Okay, so the other night I went to Downtown Disney, which, for those that don't know, that's by Disney World. So, yeah. I know that's obvious, but shut up. So,
Well, actually, you said that the other day, and I was wondering. I wasn't sure if you were going, like, down by Disney going to the middle of Disney.
It's like a big marketplace, quote-unquote, thing. But anyway, so I went into the Virgin Megastore, which has a couple of different Alienware computers, like, placed strategically about, like, these little kiosks with, like, two desktops and a laptop. So I took the liberty of going over to one of the desktops, and, you know, you figure you're going to have to do some kind of keystroke or whatever and to get the logout prompt. But no, there's a big X in the top right corner. So I click that, and for about 10 minutes I just insert different passwords. I never got it, by the way. I never figured it out. But
what was it? I was listening.
Oh,
like,
I could not find the password out for the thing, for the box, to get out of the splash screen. So anyway, after about 10 minutes of doing that, this one employee with the radio walks up behind me and stands about 6 feet away, and he gets on his radio and he says, "Confirmed." So I like turn around and see him looking at me. So I go ahead and I just start clicking other things for a second. And then I walk away and I head down the escalator. So he meets up with one of his buddies at the top of the escalator and watch me go down the stairs while talking on the radio. I don't know what he said, but he was talking on the radio watching me go down the escalator. So for about the next half an hour, I was followed around periodically by people. And then I left.
Reminds me that I need some walkie-talkies. I'm going to get someone else, and we're going to go to, like, the mall, see some kid doing something, walk up, be like, "Yeah, that's confirmed." Over. And we're just going to follow him around and scare the shit out of him.
But, yeah, so that was fun. I've never actually had people dislike my messing with the kiosks or anything before, so.
What?
So, yeah.
Usually when they say, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm fixing the computer."
Yeah, I've never had anybody ask or anything. Like there was this one time I was at Best Buy with my brother-in-law. And, you know, the computer was set in, like, a perpetual reloading Windows kind of thing. So I took the liberty of one time when it was reloading to, open the BIOS. And I switched a couple things around. And I had a couple of employees looking at me weird. Because they're like, "He's not an employee. What's he doing messing with our computers, you know?" So,
don't worry, guys. I'm fixing it.
Yeah, long story short, I did do that. They had it set to where it would, what am I trying to say? Where it would, like, look only to boot from the CD-ROM drive when there was nothing in there. So I just set it to boot from the hard drive. Then it booted to Windows. Go figure. So I left after that.
So it was booting from the CD?
Trying to, when there was nothing
in
there.
And it was reloading? I was going to say, was that like a Windows Live CD or something?
No, there was nothing in there. They had it set up so that it would boot only from the CD drive. So.
Man, my arm's getting tired from holding my phone up to my ear.
This is why you get an earpiece.
Yeah, you know what? It was supposed to come with my phone, and it didn't.
You should call them up like Dell.
Dude, it'll take them like a month to send that to me, and it's like $2.
Or that.
I'm just gonna get. They got this. It's like the earpiece, but it's got two headphones, so it's like stereo, and it's got the mic in the middle, and it's not like a big boom mic. It's just like the little earbuds, you know. But when you plug it in, it turns my phone into an FM radio.
I think you told me about that before. Like super expensive, but since you work for Mr. Telco, you get all the stuff super cheap.
That's just a rumor. But yeah, I get it pretty cheap. I think it's usually like $60. I think it's going to cost me like 15 or 20. And, you know, I need to find something to do with my phone all day. I'm sure as hell not using up all these minutes. I might as well listen to the radio.
Yeah. I've been downloading a bunch of games lately because at work I don't really do much. So I have to have something to do. So I've been playing a lot of Driver 3 and Call of Duty on my phone.
You have Driver 3 and Call of Duty on your phone?
I do.
I mean, I thought I was weak because I had MotoGP. So it's like Super Hang-On for the original Sega.
Yeah.
Sega Master System,
I've also got Prince of Persia, Bejeweled, and Stuntman.
Which Prince of Persia? The original?
It's like the original.
Okay,
Sadly, it's just a demo.
The new one would be a bitch to play on the phone.
Yeah, they have the new one out for the phone, too.
That game pisses me off, man.
I haven't played any new ones. I want to so bad, though. They look so great. Especially, like, Sands of Time. Oh.
Yeah, Sands of Time, man. I almost finished it. You just get to those parts where you like, there's no way I can pass this.
Yeah, my computer is sadly not freaking powerful enough. So. Okay, so Minion's telling me about his jumping off the roof thing. He says, to make a long story short, my friend and I had gained access to the building during regular hours and stayed in one of the mechanical rooms until the building was closed. We found a sword in the main part of the building that was left behind by someone attending the Scottish dance thing and hid it in the mechanical room. Well, when we ventured from the mechanical room down to the second floor restaurant, we got owned by a janitor who was staying approximately an hour and a half late. So my sword is still hiding. But anyway, okay, so back to Prince of Persia. So that looks like a cool game. If you want to buy me a computer that can play it, feel free.
Or PS2.
I don't have a PS2. I have an Xbox here at the house.
Well, if someone wants to buy you a PS2 that will play it.
I'm sure
you'll take it.
I'm sure I would.
Yeah, me too. I'm probably going to buy one on Friday, though.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't really play games anymore. I don't have time. I'm such a fool, Ger.
Yeah. I'm just fucked up. There's like... I really wanted a game system real bad. I haven't had one in about a year or so. It was because I didn't do anything all day. Well, now I can afford to buy a game system, and I can't afford to waste the time with it. Like I'm probably gonna go get like all the game systems, but I'm never gonna play them.
Oh,
like I feel bad. You know, I've owned Halo 2 since the day it came out, but I have never played it.
How sad.
I have the game because I had an Xbox originally, and I like put money down on the game like way before it came out. Actually, I didn't have an Xbox. My roommate did.
Yeah, actually, speaking of games, I actually have been playing games quite a bit lately, now that I think about it. One of my friends introduced me to one of her friends, who has, like, all of the Nintendos. So we've been playing quite a bit of Super Nintendo lately, and if we could get her regular NES to work, we'd be playing a lot of Mario on there. So we play...
I know a good Nintendo hack.
That would be?
Like, to make a NES work like new.
How's that?
All right, there's this guy I know, or new, and he gets old NESs from people for like a buck or free, you know, because they're broken, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that really breaks on them is the cartridge reader. I guess you can go on eBay and buy the piece that reads the cartridge for about $3. Take it apart, put it in, and it works just like a brand new NES.
That's awesome. I'm going to look into that right now.
Yeah, he takes them, he fixes them, and resells them for like $30.
Hmm. Yeah, they work
like brand new. It's just a matter of taking it apart and, like, plugging a piece in.
Yeah, I have one sitting in my closet that I found dumpster diving a couple weeks ago. And I think I'm going to try to change that into a computer since I forgot my typewriter back in South Carolina. Curse me. But I don't know if it works or not at all because I don't have the cords for it. There were no cords in the freaking dumpster, just the box.
I want to do, I think it was on Hackaday, they got a thing so you can hack your original NES controller into a USB controller.
That would be sweet.
That would be great for Nintendo ROMs, you know?
Yeah.
Because Nintendo's just not right unless you got a square hunk of junk in your hands.
Yeah, I know. How do you spell cartridge?
CARTRIDGE.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, yeah, I know. You got to have the square junk. Of course, you know, we would own the games first.
Yeah. Now, my buddy... About a month ago, I went over to his house, and he's got this thing looking like a Super Nintendo, an N64 controller, right?
Uh-huh.
It's one of those deals where you plug it straight into the TV at the RCA's, it's got games on it. I thought it was just a bunch of crap, you know, Pac-Man and stuff like that. No, this motherfucker has like 70,000 games on it.
Wow.
It's got like everything in the Nintendo library, right?
Mm-hmm.
That, and it's not just one controller, you can plug a second controller into it. 70,000 games, this thing costs like $25. Like, we're chilling, playing Contra, everything, dude.
Contra is hands down the game that I love more than anything else in the world.
The only problem is it wouldn't accept the Contra code. And I know damn well I didn't.
Oh, no, no. You have to have the Contra code, man. The 30 lives,
like,
you have to have
it. You know what this dude said to me, though? He's like, there's a code for Contra?
Oh, my goodness. Dude, there's no way to beat that game with the 3 lives they give you. You have to use that code. That's insane.
Yeah, no shit.
But yeah, that's not a bad idea. I might have to do that. Like, take my Nintendo, you know, and make it into a ROM thing. That would be so badass.
Yeah, because I mean, you don't even really need a Nintendo if you can just download the games, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying take apart your Nintendo or anything. Like, for anybody who's got a Nintendo that it works, if you're an NES player, use that bitch. Don't just let it sit there and get dusty. Use it.
Yeah, I know. That is so sad.
And For all you kids that are like, well, you can't save on a Nintendo. That's bullshit. You know how you save? Unplug that fucker from the TV and leave it on while you go to school.
And guess what? You know what? You can, because on Zelda, you know,
on
you
Zelda
can save
you
it
can.
On there. See?
Because it has a battery in it.
Yeah.
There's a battery in a cartridge.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, because they go dead.
Oh.
If you don't use them often enough, they go dead.
Did not know that. But yeah, so seriously, if you have a Nintendo and you don't use it, seriously, I will take it off your hands, and I will pay the shipping for that.
Mm-hmm.
For, like, one of them. We have a Nintendo here, an original Nintendo. Like, we have a bunch of game systems. Now that I'm living, like, with roommates and such, it's nice, but I don't have time. But I'm more than willing to take it for, like, you know, prosperity's sake, so you don't ruin that stuff.
I got no idea how we got on the Nintendo rant, but,
I don't know.
This is pretty much an all-rant episode.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a more purposeful, I plan to do this type of rant now.
Okay, then do it.
Okay? All right. I wrote an article about this, which you will be able to find it under fireradio.com. It's about all the cell phone mergers, AT&T and Singular, A-Tingular or whatever, Singulat, Sprint, Nextel, all that. I don't have all my data in front of me. I did a little study. You know, I wrote about a 2.5-page article.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it, didn't copy it, I wrote it. Okay, so I copied part of it, but most of it I wrote. There's an interview I copied. But only the interesting parts. But pretty much, I mean, I am on AT&T's Blue Network, which is the original AT&T. There's Blue and Orange. And I decided I was going to look in to see what the hell's going on, because now I'm technically on Singular, but my phone says AT&T still. All right, so Singular bought AT&T. Be well known. Okay. Originally, they were talking about keeping it separate.
Mm-hmm.
So they would just be, it'd be AT&T Singular, Singular AT&T, things like that. They would have the same name. They decided, I believe it was October 21st, to roll everything out, put new signs out, everything. AT&T is now Singular. There is no AT&T, technically, even though when I dial a wrong number, it's like, thank you for using AT&T wireless. But, pretty much, Singular now is the largest cellular company in the world with something like 48 million users. I think that's what it is, or billion or something. I think it's 48 million. That's a lot of people. Now, one of the things that's nice about their merger is that they both use TDMA for their cell phones.
Uh-huh.
So they have networks that can combine. It's just a matter of letting them do it. So that's a pretty simple thing. They're doing something all right there. They're changing their packages and things like that. There's going to be more in the article I wrote, so you got to read that. But I don't have any beef with that, honestly. Now, Nextel and Sprint merging. This is about the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Now, I know we talked about this a little bit on, I think, like, episode 1 or 2 with Murdoch, because that was, like, the day it happened. But I finally got to looking into it. Sprint and Nextel use completely different technologies. Nextel, of course, has the walkie-talkies, and they use their cellular service on the iDEN. I believe it's iDEN set.
Well,
I don't know shit about cellular phones.
Sprint's got their walkie-talkies out now. I don't know about technology-wise, but I know they have them.
Sprint has them?
Yeah, it's a fairly new thing.
Okay, well, they didn't confirm this in what I was reading, but it sounds to me like they're not going to have walkie-talkies on Nextel soon. Now, AT&T and Singular, you don't have to change your phone. You can use the same phone. Everything's the same, you know? It's great. Sprint and Nextel, for them to combine Sprint's CDMA and Nextel's iDEN, is going to have to make a dual-band iDEN CDMA phone or remake their whole network, which makes no sense. This means that sometime in the next few months, every Nextel person and every Sprint person is going to have to get a new phone. At this point in time, there is only one phone being made that's going to work on both networks. So they're, in essence, trying to get about a $300 phone out to every single customer. Now, from what I've understood, the customers have to pay for them.
That seems to be a little bit, you know, retarded, perhaps?
Yeah, well, you know they're going to make a buttload of money off of it.
Yeah.
But Sprint is one of the, was, I think, was the largest carrier. they deal mostly with residential people. And Nextel is pretty much purely business, because the walkie-talkies, Coast to Coast walkie-talkies, it was a great idea. They had something there of their own. I remember when Nextel came out, it was like, oh my God, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But now they're going to probably get rid of the walkie-talkie. So why the fuck would they even keep Nextel around? It doesn't make any sense to me. I just, the whole merger between the two of them is just fucking retarded. They're just trying to grab more money, and they're going to lose so many customers. I believe it was one of the people from Singular is saying that the whole Sprint-Nextel merger, he wouldn't want anything to do with that, and that, I put that in the article, and there's another thing I was reading the other day that says, pretty much he thinks he's going to get more business out of it. More people are going to go to AT&T Singular because of Sprint-Nextel. And that makes perfect sense, you know?
Yeah, well, from what I'm hearing, it would make more than perfect sense.
Yeah. I mean, I would go more into detail, but all my notes and everything and my article is in the house, and I'm not in the house because I have no reception in the house. Mind you, it's like fucking 12 degrees outside.
So do you see the kind of things we go through? Like right now, personally, I'm sweating here, okay? And he is freezing.
Yeah. Like, I actually, like, for a while ago, my arm was hurting from holding the phone. Now it's just numb. I'm out of cigarettes, too.
That's sad.
Yeah. It's really sad. It should never happen. But, yeah, that's my little thing on the cellular mergers. Go and check out the document that I'll have on there. It's going to be in a doc file, probably. I might put it in PDF or something, but it'll be on the site. I'll probably put it up right after we record, so it'll probably be up before the show's out.
Yeah. At underfireradio.com.
Yes. Fuck the .tk. That was just a report thing.
Yes.
And now we're slightly less poor.
So, yeah. Now, I have a rant, but it's not near that long. So, sadly, the other day, your pimp, Shada, got rejected. And he was kind of sad and rather pissed off about the whole thing. So, he decided to make a little rant on crazy women. So, so if you don't know that women are crazy yet, you'll learn very, very soon. First of all, I'm going to say that they don't know what they want. If you ever meet one that does, let me know, because I will, like, do a case study here, you know? Yeah. Compare her to everybody else. It'll be like a one-person thing. Second of all, they don't really know the good guys when they see them. If you note, they always go for the... Well, not always, but, like, a lot of times they go for the jerks, you know, the guys who are going to beat them, yell at them, don't pay any attention to them, blah, 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 blah. All that stuff, you know. So, yeah, they tend to do that a lot. And it's rather hard to find somebody who's worth it. Who's worth all the trouble of, you know, even trying. So, yeah, they're just a big pain in the patoochie. But that's okay. So. Yeah,
Is that it?
I have a little bit more. I had this big old long thing written out the other day, but I accidentally closed it. And I didn't save it. So, yeah.
Let's just be moron.
So, yeah. Actually, if I have it on my desktop, I will be very happy, but I don't think I do. Sadly, I don't. Anyway. So, yeah. But to make a long story short, the one who I got rejected by. We're going out now, so, yeah. It was more of a playing hard to get thing, as it turns out.
Yeah, so, Shada was playing hard to get.
What?
Shada was playing hard to get.
No, she was. I was getting there. Anyway, so I'm going to announce something just so I don't slack off and put it off. Since next month is February, I need to start working on this. I'm going to go Geek Love Radio style and help you all pimp out there.
And what?
Help you all pimp out there.
I
know some guys who are very good at
doing it. If you're going to do that on the air, I'm going to have nothing to do with that because there's no pimp in me. I am Raid for women, like the bug spray. They just disappear.
Well, I'm not saying I'm good at this at all, literally. But I do know people who are excellent. So.
Yeah, I've been trying to get the Geek Club Radio guys because they don't live that far from me. I've been trying to get them to come over and like, come on, guys, let's get you go out to the bar and you can like show me what to do.
Yeah, if I can contact one of my friends, I'll have him do it. He's really cool. He's into computers as well, so that's neato burrito. I have a couple of people in mind for a guest that day, but I just haven't decided who yet. So
that's on you.
Turn out well.
I personally don't have anything to do with that. That's cool. Give me a break.
Well, maybe he can help you some as well.
Yeah. I'm helpless, my friend.
No one is helpless. Just hopeless.
A lot of people say they've given up, but I gave up years ago.
Oh, so you've gone Murdoch style now.
No. I think he actually has a boyfriend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A significant other. Or is it life mate?
Murdoch, if you're listening, I want a picture of him, you and him, just not making out or anything sexual, please. Because if you do send me something like that, I'm going to throw up and you will never again be on the show, nor your emails read.
You're going to throw up and mail it back to him.
Yes. Hey, speaking of the devil, he just signed online. So...
Oops,
anyway, so, yeah. That's my mini rant. What else do we have? I have a little news thing that I thought was kind of cool. Let me pull it up. Hold on.
I just remembered something I'm going to mention. We were going to set up an 800, or rather, toll-free voicemail for Under Fire, but since we're having problems with our asterisk, we weren't able to do that. So I went ahead and set up a 06 number, kind of like that other radio show.
Which one? I don't know which one that is.
It's like 206-736-0462, I think. But check on the website at underfireradio.com, and you'll be able to figure that out. But leave us messages, but beware. You may be put on the air.
And if not, don't hit us, players. But yeah, so once we get done here, you know what? I think I'm going to... edit in one that Abstruse left for us, our faithful listener.
He left us a voicemail?
He left us a voicemail. I saved it in there, so. It's the same message.
I quit checking it. I was checking it like every couple of hours because I was bored. Finally, I was like, man, it sucks because like, when people call in, you don't hear an ad, but when we check the message, you hear an ad.
Yeah, this like really long ad.
Every time. Well, what's worse is I'm almost ready to buy it. That's what the first time I was like, that's not that bad of an idea. I should go check that website out.
But yeah, so call us up, and eventually one of these days we're going to get the toll-free one up. And one thing I would like to do with it, what I want to do is I want to set up a thing to where you could be forwarded to us. So that way we don't have to give our phone numbers out. You could, like, call it up, and if you wanted to talk to us or whatever, you could dial extension Shada or extension Berserk or something, and it'll ring us. But if I can, I want to put, like, time restraints on it because I don't want to get woken up at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning when I have school the next day.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely. I go to bed early now because I get up early.
Yeah, I hated getting up early. But
on
I'm not talk
Friday,
about
I was like, oh my god, it's like 11 o'clock and I'm still awake. I was like, oh man, this Friday I should be up like all night. But nope. What happened?
Yeah, speaking of being up all night, I went clubbing for the first time last night. may I say, completely 243% overrated.
It all depends on the club, though, because, like, there's...
I don't know. I'm not into the whole dancing thing.
It matters where you're at, too. Like, around here, clubs suck. Actually, we don't even have any clubs anymore. They all shut down. But,
yeah,
I
went to Pleasure Island, which is, again, at Downtown Disney. So...
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not into the whole...
My company is supposed to pay for me, like, if I sell, like, enough of a certain product, like, then they send me to Disney with, like, tickets for two people and, like, put me up in a hotel there and, like, I think it's Pleasure Island and some other place where we get, like, unlimited, like, or we get, like, free drinks. It's like an open bar the whole time I'm there.
Oh, that's awesome. If you sell those, hit me up. We'll make it a date.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, there's a good chance I'm going to get it, because it's a matter of trying to sell $500 worth of wireless stuff.
Yeah.
In 3 months.
That doesn't sound that bad.
No, but nobody else tries to sell it. I'm, like, one of the only people that tries to sell it. And, you know, I think I can do it. If not, I'll buy $500 worth. Because, you know what? It's cheaper than flying down there.
This is true.
We'll fly down there. I can fly down there cheap. But staying in a hotel, and trust me, I'll spend $500 in a night on liquor. I've done it.
I have a closet usually to stay in.
I have a hotel and all that shit, man. It'll be a telco-paid vacation. I'll be getting paid the whole time I'm there, too.
Oh, nice.
And they'll give me, like, all sorts of, like, fresh gear, like coats. Yeah, when you're down in Orlando, they give you, like, a coat and, like, a fleece and, like, a knit cap and,
because,
like, gloves.
Because that's what you need when you're in Florida.
Winter gear. Yeah, they give you all this winter gear when you're in Florida. In, like, the spring. Kind of like, right after winter in Iowa is over.
And then it starts to get around 90 degrees here. But you have your nice little knit cap, so it's okay.
Oh, trust me, I'll be walking around with my fleece on and my knit cap and my gloves and my fucking coat. And look at me.
If you do pull that off, you have to bring me stuff, right? You have to bring me some telco swag.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be for me and another person, and I'm guessing I won't even be able to find a date for a free trip to Disney World. So I'll be like, yeah, give all that other stuff to him. You can, like, pawn out your girlfriend for the night and be like, all right, just get all the free shit and bring it back to my house. Like, just stand there and act like you know him.
That would work.
You can probably just social your way into, like they probably got a line where you walk up and they, like, hand it to you. You can just dip in. Like, hey, I'm down from accounting.
Well, I do know people who work there. So, I mean, if you managed to get other people to come with you that paid for their own way, I could get tickets to get in there.
How much does it cost, like, for, like, people who live in Orlando? You get, like, a cheaper amount for, like, a yearly pass, don't you?
Not that I know of.
I know, like, for people who
live
in...
I don't really care for Disney, so...
Like, people who live in Los Angeles or Orange County, in California, yeah, they get a yearly pass for, like, $90.
Wait, hold on. Is Disneyland in Orange County?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Disney World is, too, because there's an Orange County in Orlando, and I'm pretty sure
Disney World is in Orange County, too. But yeah, it's in Anaheim, which is in Orange County. The OC.
That's awesome. Heck yeah. Oh, speaking of the OC, I got told, I've never seen the show, but I'll put a picture on underfireradio.com or something. Apparently I look like some guy from there. Benjamin something or other. I look like him, apparently.
I've seen that show a few times, and I've never seen someone that looks like you.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I would take that as a compliment.
Yes.
You look like one of the guys from, like, the show that all the girls get all fucking wet about.
Yeah, I do take that as a compliment. However, I got told I looked like Clay Aiken once. That I did not take as a compliment. Of course, I was also by an old lady. So, yeah. I did not appreciate that much.
Yeah, probably not.
Is somebody moaning in the background?
That's not a fucking parking spot, man. That's the middle of the road. Oh, I guess if you put your hazards on, it's a parking spot.
Dare I ask?
No.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to go ahead and go on with the news real quick. Where'd I go? I'm not going to ask. I'm just going to read. Okay,
what?
Anyway. So fake commercial spots spread quickly on the internet. Okay, so even as the British unit of Volkswagen prepared yesterday to confront the creators of fake Volkswagen commercial circulating online, executives there said they were worried that the incident would not last. Rather, they said, it may set the table for more hoaxes and brand confusion. The difficulty is, of course, that the general public may not know who is behind what they see on the internet, said Paul Bucket, the head of press and public relations at Volkswagen Group UK in London. And in the future, it may not be easy to take legal action to defend ourselves. That's not just for Volkswagen, of course, but for any company or individual. Viral marketing, in which low-profile ads spread quickly online as people share them, has become an intriguing strategy for many marketers trying to look beyond traditional 30-second commercials. So, yeah. Basically, somebody spread some commercial about some Volkswagen, and they didn't like it much. But now everybody's thinking of making their own for online. So, that's my article. Ooh, and Berserk, you misspelled something on underfireradio.com. Minion caught it.
What did I misspell?
Urban Exploration. It says Ubrin Exploration.
Oops. My bad. I'll fix that.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got this idea. Since we got nothing really to do on the show, and people keep fucking yelling at me. Why don't we just call it quits at like an hour? Because that's what we're about to hit.
Okay, well, I don't know what we're at now, because I don't have a timer on my phone, so. Oh, wait, duh, I have a... We are at 56:18. So
okay,
if we did our shouts now,
yeah.
That would take about 15 minutes, as it always does.
All right.
Screw around at the end of the show, so.
Well, let's just start another shout, then.
All
that
right.
That sounds good to you?
Sounds good to me.
You can see the benefit in that?
I do. It touches my heart.
Did you see my post on your site the other day, or yesterday?
I just got to it a couple minutes ago, but I haven't read it yet, because I'm busy. So.
It helps people at the closing of sale. It's situations, and it worked for me to get like the hottest girl in the bar's phone number the other day. Feature function benefit tie down. FFBT. But I get a little.
Where was that? If I could remember, that would be awesome. I heard somebody was complaining that you were using some sales technique to pick up chicks.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Oh no, it was I work for the same company as my dad. And I was up putting a sale up on the board, and
they got
a big board.
You were telling me that.
And some big fat lady sits next to this hot girl who I'd been talking to at like lunch and stuff. She's like, "So I heard you were using your tie downs at the bar to hit on the chicks." And then the hot girl was all like disgusted looking and hasn't talked to me since.
Stupid fat.
The tip is to never work with your father, because he tells embarrassing stories about you. I remember this one time when he was six, he was running around with his underwear in his head. Something like that.
Yeah, I remember that, because I worked at, if you remember from the very beginning of the Under Fire legacy, all so long ago.
Legacy.
Yes. I worked at the bakery with my father, so I know how that goes.
Yeah, it's a bitch, ain't it?
All right, and
they pay me just enough to make it worth my time. But yeah, there's all these like girls there, and I'm never gonna have any chance with any of them because they all, like the last year, they've been hearing embarrassing stories about the child.
Always fun, but yeah, Minion says it's on the About Us page. Just so you know.
Who what?
It's on the About Us page. You're misspelling.
Oh, all right.
Okay, so anyway, shout.
He misspelled Minion, so. You know.
True.
But yeah, shout. I'm gonna shout to 1and1.com.
Heck yeah.
They got a killer deal. Go check it out. That's the number one. And the number one. .com. I want to shout to underfireradio.com because that place is the shit.
I want to meet those guys so bad. They seem so great.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard that Berserk guy's fat, though, and ugly.
I don't know. I heard he was kind of sexy and fat.
Yeah. don't listen to everything Murdoch tells you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's been made aware to me that Murdoch is not attracted to me in the slightest way.
Well, he was trying to get into my butt not too long ago. I haven't talked to him for a while, though. So.
He's not attracted to me at all.
How sad.
He's like, we should hang out sometime, and don't worry, I'm not attracted to you at least bit.
How does that make you feel?
Not so good, actually. It's kind of fucked up. You know, at first I was like, all right. I'm like, wait a minute. Murdoch said the gay ass doesn't even like me.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
No, you're laughing at me. I'm laughing at me. All right, but yeah, I didn't think any shouts. I didn't think anything for the show. Volcanius, once again. Sundays, because I don't have to go to work. And Saturdays, because once again, I don't have to go to work. Not to obfuscated. We're not shouting out to obfuscated this week. Bastard, call my phone, the movies. Yeah, what do you got?
Well, first of all, I want to shout out to everybody who's been submitting their pictures and stuff. Very cool. There are a couple of them which I have, like, I am torn in. Thus far, I am torn in between two of them. I'm sure you know which ones they are that I'm talking about. But it's going to be very hard to make a decision between those two, which one I like better. But, yeah, they're very good thus far. So shouts to you guys. Shouts to 1&1 as well, because, like you said, they have that awesome deal right now with the 6 months free and a free domain, .com.org or .net. So
it's kind of convenient that came out with free shit, like, a couple days before I was going to be able to actually buy it.
Yeah.
Like, now I got the money and it's free. I feel rich.
I'm liking my showseries.com thing. It's nice. But anyway, so, yeah. What else? Who else? Who's on my notes here? Just because I can now, I'm going to shout out to my girlfriend.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. I don't think she listens at all. So.
Aww.
I
don't think you'd want to listen to it.
No, probably not.
Like, imagine if Drew's wife listened to his show.
This is true.
Yeah.
He would, like, get hit so hard and so many times.
Man.
But yeah, so, what else? As you say, I'm stealing your no shouts to obfuscated, because he called me yesterday at work. And it took me forever. I thought it was Psycho at first, if you know who that is. He's got some legacy to his name, so you might remember him. Or you might know him as, Purified Water, that's it. Either way. I thought it was him at first, doing the whole prank call things, but whenever I'd call him, his cell phone was off. So, he kept calling me yesterday, too, with the soundboards and such. Of course, it made my day at work a little more tolerable. So,
yeah, it would have been fun if I wasn't at the movie.
Yeah, I had fun with it. And then I finally figured out who it was after he, like, let me in on the secret. And he started screaming, owned, over again.
I had a feeling after a while that it was him, but I wasn't sure, and I told you, I'm like, man, my docs must have got dropped or something. You're like, I think it was obfuscated. I'm like, no shit.
Yeah, I
had a feeling it was him.
Yeah, I was reading off the list in my head to him about who I thought it was, and his name was in the list, but I was not sure. But yeah, so eventually, I figured that out with his help, and yeah. So, I think that's pretty much about it. Let me check my buddy list again. Sure, why not? Shouts out to Psycho for the laughter, I guess. Freak. He's a funny guy. I think that's about it.
Alright, yeah. I just got one note. I was starting to say it in the past. There's been an episode of Infonomicon that they're saying that me and you were talking about fucking Droop's wife in the ass. We weren't talking about us doing it. We're talking about Droop's doing it. And the reason we did that was because he was talking about it on the show the week before.
Yeah.
I know it's hard to remember what you did in the show. It's like a day later you go to put your show up and you're like, what did we do in the show? And you just sit there like, Like, I'm not going to remember an hour what we did.
Yeah, I know.
But, yeah, that's why. All right, that's it.
Yeah, but also, it was more of an explanation kind of thing, because to me that entire idea is disgusting. But
They totally paved ground because I thought you didn't understand how it worked or something.
No, I understand how it works completely. I just find it really gross.
You'll grow up someday, Sonny.
So, yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's about it. I'm Berserk at underfireradio.com.
I'm Shade at underfireradio.com. Email
us. You can email us at email at
underfireradio.com.
Email at underfireradio.com.
Email at underfireradio.com.
206-736-0964.
I've got it here. 206-736-0462. There we go.
0462, yeah.
Yes.
I knew it. I just said it wrong.
You freak.
I'm a freak. All right. Yeah. I'm out.
Peace.